Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Nick Iguala as my special expert guest. Nick is a gold medal wrestler, entrepreneur, village chief, and a former foster child. He is the founder of UGO, UGO High Performance, a company committed to developing high-performing leaders, organizations, and teams. Nick travels worldwide, inspiring others to excellence. He is a certified executive coach, holds a Bachelor of Science from Brock University, and an MBA from Royal Roads University. Nick was instrumental in creating a bursary that sends countless youth in foster care to university and summer camps. In 2009, Nick was inducted into the Brock University Sports Hall of Fame. Nick is also the author of Whatever It Takes, a wonderful new book that contains extraordinary strategies for creating a positive attitude towards life and the success we all want. Good morning, Nick, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Thank you for having me, Corey. It's a pleasure.
Now, Nick, I'm going into the past a bit here. You were my special guest on SNU way back in December of 2002. It's great to have you back. We talked about your training and exercise routines, as well as some elements of your diet and lifestyle, and what really motivates you. You know, you're a highly motivated individual. So tell us now, since that time, what have you been up to?
Oh, where do I start? Then I started a business. I've had a family. I have two beautiful children. So just a lot of things, and really speaking, Corey, and trying to get the message out. I don't know if you remember back in those times, we used to talk a lot in the gym, and I always thank you because you mentored me a lot in those days, and with regard to nutrition and my athletic career and just life in general. So I've really been putting a lot of those things to use and just getting out there and sending a message of living your dreams out into the world.
Now, your bio says that you're a chief of a village in Nigeria. This really stood out for me. Like, I'd love to have that title, too. That's a title few people can claim. So tell us how that came about, man. You're like, you're a chief, man. How did that happen?
You know, that's an interesting story. I'm from Nigeria. I'm from the Igbo tribe. In our tribe, we have a king. He's our traditional leader, and the king can coronate a chief. So I've been going back to my village back and forth for the last couple of years and doing some stuff, some things within the village, you know, helping out the people, being a good example, and kind of almost getting the youth together to get them to set higher ideals for themselves. That's become a huge passion of mine in the last couple of years to kind of have an impact in the place I was born, in the place where a lot of my family members are, and in a place that needs help. Because Corey, I felt very fortunate to have the opportunity to live in Canada and to be educated here, that I felt it was really important for me to take something back home. So I wasn't sure what was going on at the time, but I received a letter from the king, and he said, for all the things you've done, you know, especially when I won the Commonwealth Games, the newspapers in Nigeria, some people in the city saw the newspaper, and they saw my name in it, and said, oh, so really, they took the paper, they ran back to the village, and they presented the paper to the chief and said, hey, listen, this is what one of her sons, one of her native sons is doing in the world. We need to respect this. And so the king said, you know, I want to show you, so I want to give you something. I want to show you that we appreciate you. And this is not just done for anybody, but I know you don't live here full time, but I want to show that we appreciate what you're doing for our name, for our country, for our people. And you know, there's no way I can turn that down. And I came back home. It was a huge ceremony. I got coronated as chief. It was unbelievable, Corey. It was unbelievable. There were so many people there, so much love, so much affection, so much just some people welcoming me back to the soil, and the respect and adoration that comes along with that was something I never forget to this day. So every time I go back, I get to make an impact. They involve me in decision making. Oh, man, it's unbelievable. They involve me. They make me feel a part of it, because it's all kind of weird, because I left when I was young. I wasn't sure quite how I would be accepted when I started going back regularly, but it's been amazing.
That's a great story, my friend. That's a great story. And what an honor to bestow. Thinking about what you've done and what you've achieved, I mean, you deserve that, man. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just great. Now, okay, you and I are both fathers, you know, and I can relate to this, but you mentioned you've had a couple of kids, and what's that been like, and what lessons have you learned as a father in this life?
Wow. As you know, it completely changes you. It makes you do everything just a little faster than you would have before. How do I say that? I mean, my son, I look at him, he looks like me, he starts to act like me, he copies things that I do. My daughter, she has her own complete different personality, but I look at it and I see parts of myself. And Corey, it's one of those things, it's so important. I want to leave something behind. I want to leave a legacy. I want them to know that, hey, your life is important, and it's also a gift. So it's important to leave a contribution. So essentially what it's made me do is I've been a lot more hungry to leave a contribution, leave something behind. So whether it's create those courses, whether it's make an impact in some way and leave them something that says, hey, I was here. And so that's been the motivation, is to leave something behind and to make sure that they have some of the things that maybe I didn't have. And it's not in a negative way, but it's to take it one step further, to take it to that next level and be all that I can be, not just for myself, Corey, but for them also, to be the best example I can, to say, hey, my dad did it. If my dad did it, why can't I do it? So it's made me really want to live for a purpose just bigger than myself.
Yeah, I can relate to that, man, for sure. Seeing yourself and your kids, and also seeing the bad parts of yourself, and they have a way of being that mirror that we all need. I mean, who's the student? Who's the master, right? I remember when my son was born and my doctor said, how is the new master of the household?
Oh, man, no. Corey, it's funny you mention that, because there's, my son has this thing. I won't be doing much. So he'll go to me. Are you happy? And I'll say, yeah, why? Why do you ask that? No, I just want to know if you're happy, Daddy. Your face didn't quite look like you're happy. Are you happy? And he's only four. He's asking these quite questions. So they're so intuitive. They just feel so close to you that you know that whatever you do to them, they're going to do back to you. We have this thing all the time where we'll go, I love you. And I'll say, I love you too. And he'll say, I love you more than a truck. And I'll say, I love you more than the sky. And I'll say, I love you more than the river. I said, well, the sky is bigger than the river, you know? So it's all these things. They just copy. They're copycat all the time. So you really got to be careful what you're doing. Just think twice before you do things, because if you're setting a bad example, like, you know, I know parents who smoke and maybe do drugs and stuff like that, you know, they're not careful. If their kid sees that, their kid is going to model that, because that's what they place who they are on. They look at you and say, well, if my dad is doing it, or if my mom is doing it, well, then therefore I can do it, right? Good or bad.
Right on. Now, you're a great athlete and you accomplish things that some people can only dream of. Now, when great athletes, and this happens all the time, and I'm sure you know this, they retire to the bench, they move away from the competitive sport that they gained all their recognition for. And then they literally go to pot. They just completely go to the other extreme. They stop training. They start overeating. Maybe they're making a bunch of money. They're successful. And binging, partying. And they lose it. They lose what it was that they achieved in terms of getting the accolades. Now, are you still training? And how important is your physical health? And what do you do for your well-being now?
There's no way I would ever stop training. And all those, as you mentioned, is exactly what I see out there. I have teammates. And you know what their motto was? I can't wait till I retire. Because after I retire, I'm never going to lift a weight again in my life. I'm never going to go for another run in my life. I'm sick and tired of this training thing. Little did they realize it's this training that has given them a lifestyle, that has given them physical energy, physical vitality, and the rest of it. So they finish. And they stop. They stop dead cold. They don't train recreationally. They don't do anything to maintain their body. And the next thing you know, they're overweight. They're in pain. And that vitality, that energy, that inner thing that they had, and that physical outer thing that they have no longer is there. And they're wondering what happened. And all of a sudden it's, oh, I got old. You know, you've heard that before. God, it's just age, man. Just getting old thing sucks. But it's not about age. They just stopped. They thought life was over. Meanwhile, it's just the beginning. So for me, I developed a system called YugoFit. It's called Fitness Integration Training. And I have a series of DVDs coming out soon. And I've also contracted with a company called Learn Quick. They're going to bring out the videos and do it as e-course sort of thing. And just to teach people how to maintain their life. And it's just simple exercises that you don't even need the weight room necessarily to do that I've been doing for years, right? And just to maintain my body. And it focuses on like four main aspects, the stability aspect, the stability and proprioception aspect, the cardiovascular aspect, the strength training aspect, and also the flexibility aspect. And it's kind of put it together. And of course, tied in with all the nutrition and nutritional and dietary control that's necessary to maintain that capacity for your body so you can do amazing things, so you can exercise well, so you can feel good rested, so you can feel good doing extra, so you can feel good, just basically feel good in your own skin. And so I don't know, like there's no way I can live without exercise, or there's absolutely no way. And I still pretty much train every day. And to maintain that competitive edge, I don't wrestle so much anymore. But for the last couple of years, I was working with a lot of people who I prepared for the Olympics, who I helped get to the Olympics, a couple of world champions in other combative sports like mixed martial arts and jiu-jitsu and wrestling, who I helped take their game to the next level. And they were all Olympians or Pan Am Games competitors or Commonwealth Games competitors. So I kept really busy in that. And plus, I trained in it myself. You know, I went and started training jiu-jitsu and just kept that competitive edge. I kept that intensity because, you know what, once you have it, that's the one thing you don't want to lose. And the only way to not lose it is to continue to train. Because I don't fool yourself. And if people say, hey, I did it before, I'm mentally tough. Well, you know what? It's hard to be mentally tough without continuing to maintain that physical toughness because they go right hand in hand. They're intertwined. And one can't exist without the other. So people who separate them and try to say, oh, they still got it, but yet they don't have the physical capacity, that's a lie, right? Because it's not possible. Because if they have that mental edge, like they say, and they don't have the physical capacity, and I push them physically, you're going to see how fast they break mentally. Always happens.
Someone once asked, Corey, what is exercise to you? And I said, it's the air that I breathe, it's the water that I drink, and it's the food that I eat. Mm-hmm. And man, did that make an impact on that person.
Simplified. You know, I love that. You have that talent for simplifying things, Corey. And that's one of the beautiful things about the work that you do. You've really broken it down for the common person to understand.
Oh, thanks, Nick. That's awesome. Yeah. Now, I was interested also. I was on your site. There's a lot of stuff there, and we'll talk about your site in a bit. But Yugo Youth Enrichment System. Now, I know about your past and some of the hardships and struggles you went through. So it seems like you've got this outreach, this connection, this almost an essential need to support the youth. And I'm right there with you, man. So like, let's talk about that.
Corey, this is one of the most powerful things for me. I grew up in the foster care system. I had some challenges with as a youth. I don't hide that. And I ended up in foster care. And in the foster care years, I realized that when a youth goes into foster care, there's a stigma attached to him that he must be a bad kid, that he must not have what it takes, and that he's going to be an outcast in society, and we just have to try and get him through. You know, that stigma exists. I only know that because I was in it. The real thing about that is it's not true. It has no validity to it whatsoever, because some of those kids are essentially good kids who just end up in a situation like that out of no real cause of their own. And so I decided to make it my mission that if I ever became successful, right, that I would make it a point to give back to that community. So I do a series of motivational presentations called Yugo Yes, Youth Enrichment System, or sometimes I call it Youth Empowerment System, just to teach youth the power of self-esteem, the power of self-worth in themselves, to teach them how to set goals, not just how to set goals, but how to want something in life. Because, you know, it's only when you start wanting something in life that your gifts and talents start to activate. And when you activate your gifts and talents, you start to do amazing things for yourself, because you can't say, I want to do something great and still maintain habits that don't empower you. Because now you want to do something great, you have to create those good daily habits and start to believe in yourself and start to learn how to get mentors and get help and get up after you fall and learn how to persist when things get tough and not give up and learn how to go through the finish line rather than limp through the finish line. You understand what I'm talking about, Corey? So I made it a point that these youth need to get that early on. So by the time they become adults, they have a manual inside their mind, inside their heart, inside their spirit for how to succeed.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you're talking about, man.
Yeah.
This is, it's time to juice, man. Let's juice some carrots and some ginger, okay? Let's juice it up, okay?
Well, you know, listen, and to take care of the body, because here's another thing that happens, and this is a huge piece of the part I bring into my motivational training and my leadership training stuff, is that you cannot do anything if you don't take care of your body, because your body is your vehicle, and you have to nourish it properly. Without that, there's no power. Everything else is a joke if you don't do those things.
No doubt, man. Now, what I've been looking forward to and what I know now because I've gone through it and I've read it is your new book, Whatever It Takes. First, love the title. Love the title. And I want you to explain, man, because the title is a summation of what it was that you were trying to get across. At least I think it is. Like when you put a title together for anything, and there's a lot that goes into it. Some people just kind of pass it by. They don't understand the depth. So how did you come up with the title, Whatever It Takes, and what does it mean to you?
I'm just going to tell the story. So I was in the semifinals of a national championship. I was injured going into that national title, and I was just trying to squeak out a match. I pulled my groin or something like that, and I couldn't get to the point. I couldn't even barely walk. The doctors told me not even to compete at that tournament, but I found a way to compete. So in the semifinals, it was such a tight match that I was in a bad position at the end, and I was going to lose. So there was a quick timeout, and I went to the corner, and I'm sort of blubbering to my coach, "Coach, I can't do this. I can't even walk. I'm in pain. I can't do this. I don't know how I can't do it." You know, it was kind of a little breakdown of emotional control. I have two coaches. One was at the other mat. He came running to the mat that I was at. He starts poking my chest, Corey, poking my chest, and he goes, his name was Mike Jones. He goes, Mike Jones goes to me, "Nick, you're not going to lose this thing. You're not going to lose. You're not going to lose this match right now. Do whatever it takes. Do whatever it takes. Do whatever it takes to win this match." And I was to such intensity, I couldn't get out of it. I couldn't even contest that I don't have what it takes. I run back to the mat, forgot all about the pain. I get up from a bad position. I take my opponent down. Match is over. They raised my hand as national champion. I did whatever it takes. What I realized in that match was it doesn't matter how bad our situation is in life, right? We will always have a multitude of reasons for why things will not work. But none of that matters if you decide you are willing to do whatever it takes to win. And I mean within the rules, obviously, right? You're not going to go harm somebody, but you've got to decide to do whatever it takes. That means you close the door. There is no retreat, man. You can't retreat. So the book, here's the strategies on how to do whatever it takes to win. Because sometimes we need a few strategies and techniques behind what we do. And you can do whatever it takes to win, but you first must decide. And you first must decide there is no going back. And if you realize there is no going back, and you're going to focus all your energy on doing what it takes to achieve that thing that you want, it's going to happen.
Reminds me of Arnold's latest book, Total Recall, My Unbelievable True Life Story. And at the end of the book, I've got the audio version, so it's actually Arnold talking. It's great. Mm-hmm. He's got these 10 Arnold rules, and one of them is, there is no plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's very similar to this idea,
yeah.
Right? Whatever it takes, there's no plan B. The ships are burning in the harbor, and so we've got 10,000 men, and we have to take on those 30,000 that are coming down on us. There's no retreat. We
have
to do whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's exactly it.
Now, I got the Kindle version, which is very slick and cool, and you know, I was in the gym that morning. I have a little segment of warm-up in the gym that I do. It's part of my gym ritual, and I read, you know, Plato, Aristotle, and I was reading your book, and I had it on Kindle. You know, you can put 1,000 books on these things. It's just completely awesome. Mm-hmm. But I was able to whip through that thing in a very short time, and a lot of stuff came out. It really spoke to me. Knowing you personally, as I do, made it very special. But there was a section called What's Holding You Back that really stood out for me. It spoke to me. And this is what I love about something well-written. It can speak to you. A line can leap out. So talk about the importance of having a goal and a dream.
Wow. Hey, everything begins with a goal. You know, Corey, it's difficult to activate if we don't want anything. It's very difficult to activate. You know, you've seen a lot of people. What do you want? Nothing. You sure don't want to? We all want something. It's time to leave the pity party. Look, we want something, but we're just afraid. Everybody's afraid of saying, this is what I want, because they're afraid they can't get it. They're afraid they don't have what it takes. They're afraid they'll be laughed out of game. You know, there's a saying that fear, F-E-A-R, is essentially false evidence appearing real, right? It means it doesn't really exist, but it exists in our mind. So you got to have a goal. A goal at the beginning of any movement forward is to have a goal or have a dream or want something. Because once you want something, everything else comes out. If you want that personal development, if you want to be that person you want to be, you got to want something. So my work is essentially telling people it's okay to want something. It's okay to dream. Right? Because everyone's foo-fooing on dreams nowadays. Right? It's really, you know, dreams are silly, you know. Be practical. Look, do you believe you would have been able to create the Corey Hawley Institute, Chi, if you didn't have a dream of what it could be?
No way, brother.
Absolutely. I know when you were already doing this. It was years ago. You know, you write your articles, we talk about it, and you'd share certain principles. You're always so excited and motivated every day because you had that dream. You were excited and motivated every day. You were constantly learning because you had a vision of something greater, something that yet did not exist. And you were going to give it life. You were going to give it birth. Right? And because you did that, look at, you're still doing it. Yeah. You're still passionate about it. You're still going on and speaking about it. You're still educating people on it. You're bringing that thing in your heart to existence. But it all begins with a goal. It all begins with a dream. Yeah.
All right, this is such great stuff. Now, what do you mean by the essential quality?
The essential quality is all about that one big word. Starts with a big P, persistence. Persistence. In the book, I talk about a Scottish king, and he had an experience with a spider. And the spider, he was hiding, and this spider was just kept weaving a web, weaving a web, weaving a web, but it just kept falling, weave a web, fall, weave a web, fall. But the spider wouldn't give up, right? Because the spider didn't give up, he all of a sudden realized the only way to be victorious, the only way to get the English army out of Scotland was to never give up. And he came back later to beat a numerically superior English army and asked them out of Scotland. And Scotland has always been free since that time. I'm not going to mention the name. I don't want to give too much details. I want you to go into the book and experience that story for yourself. It's a powerful story because when persistence is there, Corey, everything is possible. Because you're just basically saying, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit till this thing happens. I'm going to give it everything I have. I will grow into the person who's capable of achieving this thing. I will grow in the person and get the skills of the person who's capable of doing this. I will make the contacts. I will find a resource. I will create the circumstances that will allow me to achieve this thing. And I will not stop. I will have persistence until I get it. So that's all the essential quality is I'm going to keep going until, not I'm going to go until I get tired. I'm going to go until maybe I get bored. I'm going to go until I can't do it anymore. No, you say, I'm going to go until I succeed. I'm going to go until this is accomplished. I'm going to keep continuing to develop the Corey Hawley Institute until it does the things in the world I want it to do. And I will not stop until then. I will not let fear stop me. And I will not let lack of resources stop me. I will not let lack of contact stop me. I will not let negativity stop me. I will not let anything stop me until I will engage the essential quality, which is persistence, until it happens. That's all it means.
Wow, man. Powerful, powerful. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Hey, listen, man, let's get to your site now because I want everyone to know what you've been up to in that regard. What is the website address and what are we going to find when we get there?
You're going to find amazing things. You know, my website is mostly right now, it's a business coaching, consulting, and lifestyle training site. It's called You Go High Performance. I work with high performance leaders, and that could be in anything, in relationships, in business, in the arts, in sports. People who essentially want to take their game to the next level. People who want something more in life. Corey, I come from a sport background where I was a champion. I was Commonwealth Games gold medalist, multiple times national champion, Pan Am medalist. I traveled the world for 9 years, dedicating myself to excellence in the art that I was engaged in. So what I've brought right now is I've tied that back to life. Essentially, what I gained from that is how do you get up when you fall down? How do you learn to persist? How do you take your goals and make them real? How do you even set them? How do you create the mentors and the contacts to make that happen? How do you stay energized and motivated on the road to making those goals happen? And of course, there's some techniques and strategies to make that happen. So I've developed a company that essentially helps high performers, which are entrepreneurs, business people, athletes, who want to take what they're doing to the next level. And I use my skills and my talents to help them stay engaged in that. And I also have associates who have personally trained in how to execute what I execute to assist me in those processes. So we do events, we do speaking, we do coaching, and we do consulting. We have different mediums on how to bring the message out to the people.
Okay, the website address is ugohp.com.
Yes, www.ugohp.com.
And what's the best way to get to your book, to purchase a copy, Nick?
The best way to get to my book is to either go to my website, you know, www.ugohp.com and order there, or just go to amazon.com, okay, and put whatever it takes, Nick Uguala. Whatever it takes, Nick Uguala, or Barnes & Noble's, whatever it takes, Nick Uguala. And we're in Kindle, Kobo, we're also in paperback, and there's just so many different versions. As soon as you put whatever it takes, Nick Uguala, it should show up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And if you want to personally sign for me, if you order straight from me through my website, I will personally sign it for you. We also have another website that's coming up soon. It's just whatever it takes, Nick Uguala. And if they just put that in, it should go straight to a website that does the book alone, right?
Yeah. So everyone out there, let's do whatever it takes to get the book. And Nick, our time is gone. What an exciting, rich presentation, interview. Man, I mean, you just got me going, man. You yourself are just such a man of integrity. You know, CHI, courage, honor, integrity. You're everything that I would hope that the acronym would be. And it's just a real honor to have you as a friend and to know you and to see you growing and enlarging in every way possible. And now I'm going to ask you to leave us with a final comment and something that you can share with us from the heart, something that's meaningful and real. Of course, everything that comes from you is, but what have you got for a final parting comment?
First, thank you for the mentorship over the years. Corey, I don't take that lightly. Even when I was in the gym preparing during my athletic career, you were always very encouraging. You always helped me focus on the right things, and I never forget that. So I hope I've made you proud by continuing the journey forward in terms of bringing my contribution to the world out there. So I wanted to acknowledge that. And, you know, the only other thing I want to leave people with is you have something inside you. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter whether you even believe you can do it right now. I want you to begin with the first step. There's a saying, I think by Lao Tzu, says, a journey of 1,000 leagues begins with but a single step, right? All I want to do is encourage you to take the first step, because when you take that first step, you're able to take the second step. When you take the second step, you're only able to take the third step. If you do that, you will be able to do amazing things in life. And within a short period of time, you won't even realize who you are anymore, because you will have changed so much for the better. So go forward.
Nick Uguala is a gold medal wrestler, entrepreneur, and a village chief. He travels worldwide, inspiring others to excellence. Nick, you've certainly inspired me. Thank you so much for what you've done, for what you're doing, and what you're going to do, my friend.
Thank you very much, Corey. I appreciate the invite.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with sports nutrition update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.